What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. That was the Thompson Twins and Hold Me Now. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio, our midwife, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just thinking of that band, the Thompson Twins, do you do a lot with twins?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, not a great deal.
That'd be keep your hands full, wouldn't it? Working with twins, looking after twins.
Oh, yeah, probably more for the parents than me, but yeah certainly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, Andrea, we're going to, I guess, really continue on from when we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, because we were talking about sleep for virtually newborns, and we're going to move forward, but we're only moving forward by just 4 months because things change quite a bit come month four, is that right?
That's right. There's heaps of changes at 4 months. And commonly we hear about a four-month sleep regression. So I'm going to talk about that today because it causes so much stress and anxiety for mums online that I've seen. And there's a lot of kind of myths about it. So you just want to clear up a few things about that.
All right, so what's happening at 4 months then? Lots of change.
Oh, so much. I think the first thing is that there's a lot that we're told that's quite unhelpful, and there's a lot of shoulds like there are with everything, with parenting. Yeah. You should do this, you should do that.
Uh-huh.
But I think the biggest one is there's this idea out there that you really need to teach your baby at 4 months to link their sleep cycles or self-settle. And if you don't, you're going to have ongoing sleep problems. This is kind of seen as like the key age. Get it done. Otherwise, you're in trouble. And so, yeah, we need to move away from that. And the other should is really that they should be able to self-settle by now, should be able to go for longer between feeds. And these shoulds just aren't really true, to be honest.
Myth.
So myth busted.
Love it. Love it. But does that add, I mean, just on that would add a lot of pressure, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. Definitely. And I remember it from myself, from my oldest daughter. Like you go to the appointment at 4 months, you're told, look, they should be able to do this, they should be able to do that. And you start to think, oh, it's my responsibility as the parent to teach this. But the reality is that sleep is biological, and I'll go into all the changes and things that are going on and why these aren't really realistic expectations. And then so, you know, that pressure just really doesn't need to be there.
Are we getting that much information from that many sources these days, right?
That's it. Yeah, definitely
chat
puts
groups,
the pressure
online,
on.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio is our midwife, Andrea. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about sleep for newborns, and there we've kind of moved on to the four-month mark, which doesn't seem long, but there's a lot of changes that happen, right, at four months.
Yeah, I mean, with babies in general, isn't there? They change week to week at this age.
I mean, come on, Andrea, 4 months, I mean, how hard can it be? Don't they just sleep and eat and they're just perfect little angels, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I guess depends on what you're comparing to.
Okay.
But yeah, certainly, like I think we were just talking about the shoulds before the break, and I think that the main thing to get away from those shoulds and the pressures around this age is really understanding what's going on developmentally for your baby at this age. And I mean, we say 4 months, but look, the window 4 to 6 months is often when these changes happen. So we're sort of talking about 4 to 6 months. And so if we understand what's going on developmentally, I think it will help a lot. So the first thing is that around 4 months, sleep cycles change. So newborns go through that, they only go through two sleep cycles. So they go through the dreaming phase of sleep, which is REM sleep, and they go through the deep phase of sleep, non-REM 3, non-REM 4. So these, they just cycle between those two, like the light sleep where you see them like moving a lot in their sleep and they make noises and they're dreaming, to the heavy sleep, like, you know, this is where their brain's just developing, like doing all those things like crazy. Whereas when they get to about 4 months, they start to cycle through also the lighter phases of the rest of like the quiet sleep. So it's called non-REM 2 and non-REM 1. So they're kind of cycling through, their sleep cycles change. So they spend a bit more time in this lighter sleep. So that's just normal that you're going to have a baby that maybe might wake between cycles or just be a little bit more easily roused. That's just normal. You can expect that. The next thing is that their sleep needs dramatically change at this age. So they go from needing X amount of sleep, whatever it is, it's highly individual, and that will suddenly change almost overnight. They just need less sleep. And so sometimes that causes disruption at night, and it can take them a week or two to kind of find their new pattern and their new normal. So that's normal. That's to be expected. That's part of it. And people call it a regression, like they're going backwards with their sleep. But let's get away from that term and think, actually, this is a developmental period. This is a huge progression. And what we're seeing is a whole lot of changes here that are normal and healthy and, you know, expected.
So the change is okay. It can come quickly.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you've gone from zero and then 4 months later, a significant change. And then you're hearing all the advice, checking all the advice, Googling all the advice in chat groups, and that can be overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. And for some babies, this might be a period of waking every hour for a week or so.
And that's okay.
But parents are thinking, what on earth? Because often babies go through a stage. I commonly see this at around 10 weeks to maybe 14 weeks or so, where they just have this blissful period where they'll sleep like a good 6 hour stretch overnight. And the parents are kind of lulled into this false sense of
hallelujah.
We've got past the newborn phase. We're in this nice stretch. And then around that 4 month hits and bam, all of a sudden their baby's waking really frequently and they're wondering what on earth is going on. This is to be expected and it usually only lasts a very short period.
Really? Come on. When you say short, what are you, as a rough estimate, what can we expect?
So we're looking at, like, I'd say a week to 2 weeks, you would expect a bit of a bumpy patch. But if it continues past that, you know, we might need to look at some other things. But I'll go into that later.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Was Pink and What About Us? And joining me in the studio today is our midwife, Andrea, and we are talking about sleep at the four-month mark. And a very good morning and welcome to the weekday show is our drive show host, Giselle.
Good morning. Straight away, Andrea, need your help.
Now, the reason why I gave you a quick call is because your son is actually 4 months old, right?
Yes, 4 months. If I've done the math right,
okay.
Last Wednesday.
Wow, yep. Very good.
Last Friday, my wife is yelling at me.
Well, we've been chatting about how there's a significant. Well, Andrew's been sharing about how a significant change happens at 4 months regarding their sleep. How have you been going with sleep with your son?
Yeah, I have heard about this, I guess, sleep regression or something.
Yes, us, very good. You've been listening.
He did his very first all-nighter, and we were like, yeah, finally. He did it by himself. This is amazing. And then the next 2 days, it was completely the opposite, and he's woken up two or three times. So we thought we were onto something, and then it's just gone completely backwards in the space of like a week.
Now,
so
Andrea,
that's a heartache, really.
Is that normal? What's going on there with Giselle's four-month-year-old son?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I mean, you know, 2 to 3 wakes overnight is definitely within the normal range for 4 months. I know that's still hard, not trying to minimise how hard it can be. But certainly, you know, some of the changes we see at 4 months sometimes can lead to hourly wakes, which can be, you know, really challenging.
You ready for that?
But hopefully not. It sounds like you guys are going really well.
Please no. And what? I'm just asking you all the questions now. With, I guess, sleep training, what are the good and the bad, the pros and the cons to doing that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms, isn't it? But just quickly, I guess the main thing that I talk about on the show and share with parents is that sleep is actually biological. So it's controlled by sleep regulators in the body. So a lot of the sleep training stuff that you hear out there is more related to like settling techniques and kind of focuses as a behavioral thing. But actually we need to look at, you know, the biology of sleep and what's normal and how the sleep works. So definitely cried out, not really the best is what the information we have now in terms of mental health for babies and mental health for parents, but certainly we can look at like sleep regulators and that kind of thing.
And more importantly, Giselle, how's your sleep pattern going while we've got you on the line?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. It's my wife that wakes up. No.
Of course. Of
course. It is hard. It truly is. So, yeah, I guess just have to push through and
you do.
And hope that he sleeps through the night. At what point do they normally sleep throughout the night?
Oh, it's so variable.
That's a tricky one.
How long is a piece of string? So variable. You know, some babies will do it from a really young age, like the unicorns that are doing it from 8 weeks. And then there's others who will still be waking, you know, once or twice a night into toddlerhood, and that's normal too. So huge variation there.
All right, Giselle. Hey, listen, we are out of time. We could talk all day, but gee, you've got the drive show to prepare. It's lovely to talk to you. How appropriate. We've been talking about the four-month-year-old. Giselle, thanks for having a chat today.
This is brilliant. Thank you so much.
And you are not in the running to be crowned a weekday's winner and picking up that $100 fuel card. I'm on to you. See what he's done? He actually thought he'd sneak on and pick up a $100 fuel card. Andrea, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Our midwife, Andrea, has been with us. We've been chatting about sleep regarding our four-month-year-old bubs. Just to finish off today, Andrea, what's some of the things to look out for?
Yeah, sure. So one of the main things, like I said, is that during these periods of a lot of growth and development, and just quickly as well, we're looking at like a really developmentally a huge period of development with learning to roll at this age, hands going to the mouth, having more awake time during the day, so more sensory needs. So we've got a lot going on developmentally, a lot going on in that brain and busyness. Mm. And then also the circadian rhythm at this age is developed by now. So, you know, we need to be mindful about setting that day-night difference with that circadian rhythm. So with all of that going on developmentally, we can expect that there's going to be a bit of a bumpy patch. And so, like I said, maybe a week or two, you might see hourly wakes or more frequent wakes, like Giselle was saying. For him, that was sort of like 3 wakes a night was a lot more than previous. So, you know, you might see that for a time. Also, a lot of physical growth going, so maybe more feeds in the night at this period of time for a week or two. But really, we want that to, I guess, resolve and go back into a more normal pattern after that period of time. So a normal pattern can be 2 hourly wakes, especially for some breastfed babies. That is what is needed to transfer enough milk for their growth and to keep mum's milk supply up. So 2 hourly can certainly be normal. Hourly wakes that were continuing may be a red flag of looking at what's going on with your little one's pattern. Are we seeing some disruption to their circadian clock or their sleep pressure or that kind of thing that we need to look at? Also, I guess being mindful that your little one's still putting on weight because maybe it is a feeding issue that you've got, especially if you've been told to try and cut back feeds overnight at this age. Your little one's still relying on milk at this age. They're not eating solids yet. So it might not be appropriate to cut back on night feeds. So just be mindful of that. They're putting on lots of weight. And any sort of snoring, even mouth breathing, allergies, or you think there might be some sort of allergy going on, those are typical kind of red flags as well around sleep that you might want to get investigated.
Very good, Andrea. We are out of time, but thanks for coming. We just got a last message that's come through. We won't have time today, but I think we haven't got your name. This person's saying our son is 10 months and 2 weeks, and most nights he wakes on a good night 5 to 6 times, but most nights 15 times. We've covered newborns 4 months. When you're back in a couple of weeks after the school holidays, can we head towards that? Is that another sort of a milestone, the eighth to 12th month kind of period?
Yeah, 8 to 10 months is sort of similar to that 4 to 6 months. We've got another milestone that happens, and so we often see changes with sleep again. So we can definitely cover that next time.
We will cover that, and thank you for your text. It's perfect timing for when you're in next time. Andrea, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.